Good morning, friends.
Oh, hello.
Hello, hi.
Did I surprise you?
Good morning.
It's so great to worship together today here at First Baptist. Thanks for coming. We have a lot of wonderful things happening in the life of our church family. Today we are going to have the dedication of Oliver Duke. We get to celebrate with you. We get to honor Kate Santini, who is in the nursery but will be joining us as she wraps up her ministry among the youngest of us. And we'll also celebrate Christine and Jeff and their baby on the way during fellowship time after church today. So lots of good to celebrate in our church family. We hope you will join us after church in the fellowship hall for that special celebration. And then we obviously have a big milestone next Sunday. As you likely know, it's Pastor Paul's last Sunday with us before he retires. We warmly and strongly encourage that you worship with us next Sunday and then join us for a celebration after church. Afternoon Delight will be catering. We'll have a slideshow of pictures from the past 23 years. And we'll offer Paul a gift from all of us. As we gather to celebrate Paul next Sunday, that this Sunday now wraps up our second hour formation. So today is the last Sunday of adult formation after worship. Thanks to Sorby for her great leadership. Also children's programming, children's choir and youth group will also wrap up today. So children's ministry will continue into the summer during worship. But we just wanted to name that. The Sanctuary Choir will be wrapping up next Sunday, too. We're grateful for their ministry among us. And then we'll have soloists and ensembles singing and playing throughout the summer. So lots of great things. Throughout the summer months, you may be wondering, and some of you may have already heard or read about our plan for the summer. We'll have preachers from our church family throughout the summer and some guests into the space to preach. One of those guests is Rick Mixon, who is going to be our intentional interim pastor, and he'll start on October 1, but he'll be joining us on June 30 to lead worship, and so we hope that you will make note of that and join us then. And LJ Brazier will be joining us and leading worship on the 23rd. So, lots of good to come. You may have seen and you may have experienced last Sunday, our tic-tac-toe sign-up in the hallway. We're going to continue with that this Sunday. You are an important part of helping make church happen this summer, and so we have tic-tac-toe boards, and we invite you to go to those ministry stations and pick Sundays that work for you and ministries that work for you and sign up and fill your board. Well, you don't have to fill it. If you get three in a row, you can come get Tic Tacs from us. So those boards are out in the hallway. Please help us make worship happen by signing up for some ministries. Again, it is a treat to be worshiping the living God with you this morning. So we come now. We come to you, O God, to thank you for what is good. We come to you, O God, to cry out for what is wrong. We come to you, O God, to ask for help and restoration. And we come to you, O God, with aching hearts and glad souls. Let us worship God together now.
Please stand if you're able. God of love, we ask you to meet us here on this day of worship, knowing that you are already here. Your spirit is everywhere, waiting for us. Make us present to that reality now in these moments and always by your grace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Join with me in the responsive psalm. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. All the rulers on earth shall thank you when they hear your words. They'll sing of your ways. How great is the glory of the Lord.
The Lord is high, the Lord is lowly, and his distant from all.
Though I walk in the midst of affliction, you give me life. You stretch out your hand and save me. Your hand will do all things for me. Your love, O Lord, is eternal.
And now some moments of very special celebration. We are doing Another dedication of another child today, this one especially dear to me, as today it is my grandson, Oliver. With him is his big brother, Benjamin, who is a fantastic big brother. And Chris and Lindsay. Let us pray together. Merciful God, giver of all life, thank you for the gift of this child. Help us to know that as high as our joy may be in his life, your joy in him soars higher still. And that as much as he belongs to us, he belongs far more fully to you. Your love has given him, so may we never slight him, but always take delight in him and give him every good gift. Amen. Chris and Lindsay, God has given you a child. What is his name? In presenting him to God, do you promise, relying on God's grace and with the help of the church, to raise him in the nurture and love of God? Congregation, you have words to offer to this family following this. Brothers and sisters of the household of faith, this family is your family. Your love and example are crucial in Oliver's nurture. Will you pray for him and his parents and his brother? Will you support him by your faith and do all in your power to make this church a real home in Christ for them all? God of all grace, we pray for Lindsay and Chris in the demanding and joyous enterprise of parenting. Give them patience and wisdom. Keep them close to your love for all the world so that their best commitments will nurture Oliver and inspire him toward great commitments too. We thank you also for his big brother, Benjamin. And for how good he is, a brother to Ollie. Bless Oliver. Keep him safe and healthy. Make him strong and wise. Grant him every good gift that will lead to his fulfilling of the great promise of his life. May all of us be faithful to your little ones. Help us to spend our years in prayerful, loving labor to pass on to them a world more just, more kind, more honest, and more at peace. May we always be ready to listen to the children and love them tenderly, as in Christ you have loved all of us as your children. Amen. Come on. Go for a walk. You want to be with Daddy? Daddy can come with us. I dedicated him once. Oliver Franklin Duke, this is your church family. You know a lot of them already, and they know you too. This is First Baptist, one of the most sharing human beings I have ever known. Give him something and he will share it with you. Oliver, that's one of the many things that makes us so happy you're here. We want in this church to be family to you. We want to learn from you and listen to your questions. We want to tell you the stories of the Bible and help you understand as best you can what it means to love the world and to be a person who is growing up faithfully. When Jesus was among us in the flesh, he took the little children in his arms and he blessed them. Now we are the body of Christ, and it is our privilege in his name to be the arms that are blessing to him. God bless you, little boy.
Good, good. All right. Great. Friends, we just had that moment where we call it a dedication, where Ollie walked around with his grandpa, Pastor Paul, and we talked about how kids matter to Jesus. This is in one of your Sunday school rooms. Do you see this? Where the children are with Jesus, and Jesus is with the children. Because children, you saw that in the Sunday school room, because children are a very important part of our church family, of the story of what matters to Jesus, and what Jesus tells us should matter to us too. You matter. I love this image of Jesus with the kids. We saw it too when Pastor Paul wrapped his arms around Ollie, quite similar.
And now we are celebrating today Miss Kate, because Miss Kate has been, like Jesus and like Pastor Paul, has been showing love to the children of our church for a very long time. She started showing love to the children at church when she herself was a child. Miss Kate has been here a very long time. She grew up here like you did. See the pictures of Miss Kate when she was young? She had bangs back then. Here she is. This is Miss Kate when she was a child, right here at church. And then when she was a teenager, she started working with the babies and the toddlers up in the nursery space. And she has been showing love, being present with the children, and the children have been present with her, that's you, for a while too. Kate has watched children grow up and become teenagers and even older than teenagers. It's been a long time. And Miss Kate is now wrapping up her time in this job. She is going to be done next Sunday. It's going to be her last Sunday, just like Pastor Paul. And her new husband is also named Paul, and so he is up here with us, and you've seen him too, helping with the kids. So Miss Kate is entering into a new phase, and she's wrapping up this work, and we wanted to take time today to say thank you, because Kate has been an important part of showing love here in this space. So we're going to show her some love, because we have a gift for you, Kate. We know you love the dogs, so we have some special dog treats in here to play with the dogs. And we know you love plants and flowers and gardening, so we have some gardening treats. We have some restaurant gift cards for relaxing. Oh, some Starbucks and some Sephora gift card for self-care stuff. All kinds of goodies in there for Miss Kate to say thank you for her time of working with you all, being with us. And Miss Sue Ellen, who has been a part of our church family too for a very long time, she's the one who helped bring Kate into this role of being the nursery caregiver. And so we've asked Sue Ellen to pray a special prayer over Kate. So could you join us? Sue Ellen, you're going to go, that's good, to the microphone. And friends, when we pray a special blessing prayer over folks, sometimes we touch them. Like, you see, I have my hand on Kate's shoulder like this, and sometimes we just put our hands out like this. Would you join me in putting your hands out like this? I'll touch Kate's shoulder. And you all can join us, too, out in the congregation. Would you reach your hands out towards Kate and to Paul? And we're going to give thanks, and Miss Sue Ellen is going to share words as we ask God to be with Kate and to give thanks for Kate. All right.
Oh, God, we are so grateful for all of the Sundays and all of the years that Kate has cared for the babies and the children of this church. We are grateful for her attention to all of the little details that have made our nursery a safe and a fun place to be. And we thank her for all of her patience and all of the hugs that she gave our children. Thank you for Kate, God, because she has helped so many of our little ones learn that church is a welcoming and loving place. Bless Kate as she continues to care for children and to teach them at her school job. And help her to remember she always has many, many friends here at First Baptist.
Amen. All right. Hey, friends, would you do me a favor? Before you head to church school, would you give a fist bump or a high five or a hug to Miss Kate as we make our way out of the sanctuary? Would you do that as you walk by as your way of saying thanks? And we'll head to church school together.
Thank you.
reading from Psalm 131. My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have calmed and quieted myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. The word of the Lord.
Let's pray together. O God, our source and our strength, in love you have made all things, and for love's sake you have also made us. And so we are children of miraculous love. How can we be anything but awestruck and thankful? Free us from the sad mistake of proceeding with our lives as if we were not supremely blessed. Renew our sense of wonder. May our living overflow with all that belongs to gratitude. O God, you made of one blood all people of the earth, yet all around us we see our human family divided, driven by fear and greed for power into endless conflict and suffering. And so we pray again for the reconciliation of humankind. Heal the hate and fear that is within ourselves. May righteous protest be heard. May the hard work of peacemakers prevail. And where our conflicts are the fruit of injustice, as so often they are, let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. We do not cease to pray for the people of Ukraine and for the people of Gaza. And we pray for these. For the loved ones of Bill Foster's mother, Nan Foster. For Bob Reynolds, Rob Snyder, Mervyn Ucart, David Gregg, Esther Floyd, Betty Gerstler, Marilyn Marsh, Bill Nummy, Helga Mortensen, John Milbourne, Peg and Joe Bradford, Kathleen Cartier, Keith Mowry, the McLeod family, Mike Kelly, Beth Granberry, Grange Burnside, the Sanford family, John Rowe, and Faye Key. And now in silence, we lay before you the desires of our heart. Merciful God, your beloved world awaits strong and steady love from your children. May we be among those who serve for the sake of your love, for the sake of the world's redemption. Take our lives and grow them, change them, use them as you will through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As you're able, will you please stand for the reading of the Gospel? From the Gospel according to Mark. People were bringing children to Jesus in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. When Jesus saw them, he was indignant and said to his disciples, "Let the children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly, I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took the children up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be seated. I have no idea how many times I've said it but these are among my favorite words I ever get to speak in this space. When Jesus was among us in the flesh, he took little children into his arms and blessed them. Now we are the body of Christ, and it is our sacred privilege for our arms to be the blessing of the children. Just said it again, over my own grandson, sweet Oliver, holding him, bringing him out to you, chatting with him and with you, saying words of our promise to him, and placing on his forehead the kiss that to me feels like a sacrament. How lucky am I? Thank you. The reason we do this are plain to see. It is to enact God's love for this child and every child. It's to give expression to our own firm commitment to be a nurturing community to them, with a crucial role to play in shaping their sense of God, their sense of themselves, their sense of the world, to instill in them a love of the stories and teachings of Scripture, to grant them the freedom to ask their questions, knowing they will be heard here, their sense of fully belonging in this extended family of faith and love. Soon enough, society will offer them many falsehoods and distorted ways of seeing themselves and seeing their world. We mean to form them now toward their truest choices, and to continue forming them as they grow into teens and to adulthood. So there's a lot going on when we speak blessing on the children. In fact, there's a kind of revolution in it. That last part was very clear on the day that Jesus took the children in his arms and blessed them. His way of welcoming the children was a surprise, even to his disciples, as it ran against the grain of their world. In antiquity, children got little public attention or affirmation. Like women, society saw them as having little value and regarded them mostly as the property of their fathers. They were not to interrupt the business of the men. And Jesus' regard for these children is the absolute opposite. Just as he honored women and the poor and the designated sinners of the day, he honored and celebrated the children and even said, "We must all be like them." It's even possible, I think, that the adults who were bringing the children to him that day were actually wrong in their view of him and the kids. We're told that all they want is for him to touch them, just touch the children. Well, after all, he was a holy man. He could even lay hands on the sick and they would be healed. So maybe they are thinking, let's get him to touch our babies. It's like superstition. I got the holy man to touch my baby. Wards off demons, you know. Keeps her safe. Gives her luck. Did they think his role with their children was really so small? But with the disciples that day, it was worse. To them, the kids just need to be gotten rid of. They don't belong here. He's in the middle of teaching. They'll talk. They're an interruption. Go on. We're trying to have the kingdom here. And at this, Jesus is just furious. The word Mark's gospel uses for his anger in this moment is exceptionally strong, and in fact, this is the only occasion in the gospels where Jesus shows this degree of red-hot anger, and he aims it at his disciples for what they try to do with children. Do not ever hold the children back. Never stand in their way. The kingdom belongs to them, so get out of the way and let them come. Jesus was the children's advocate, as he was for all whom society denied power. The children were always being told, "Stop talking, be still, leave me alone," always, always hearing, "No, no, no." Jesus wanted them to hear him say, "Yes." And he wanted the rest of the people there to see how it is done. And so, having stood up for the children, they come now to him. Walking, running. I don't know, but if some of them were feeling shy and just didn't move, I hope some adult gently encouraged them and even led them by the hand. And how do we see Jesus at this moment? Is he sitting down with these children crawling all over his lap, his arms around them? Or does he also not go way down to their level and sweep them up and bring them into the arms of his blessing? What's most important to notice is that what he does here is much more than what the people who had brought the children had wanted. All they wanted for him was to touch them. But he makes the choice to take them up in his arms. His arms. And to bless them, the Greek word for blessing here is stronger than other New Testament words for blessing. It means he really blessed them. He blessed them with powerful blessing. As our church family is on the verge of transition, it's fitting that we are asking about what kind of church we mean to be in the future. I don't get to give answers to that question, having made myself irrelevant. But in light of today's text, I do urge you to go on and on, continuing to be a church passionately invested in welcoming, nurturing, and celebrating children. Support this ministry, volunteer for it, and befriend the children personally, and personally befriend their parents. Imagine the scene. From the story today, Jesus with children in his arms, happily, powerfully blessing them, and then looking up at us right here, saying, "You bless them too." A couple of weeks ago, when Valerie was leading the children's time in worship, one of the kids interrupted, as they will do, and said, "When we get big, we can take care of the church." In a way, they already are. And they are our future. They're the world's future. But Jesus says not only to bless them, but to be like them. He says, "You won't enter God's kingdom until you receive it as a child." Which is to say, among other things, I suppose, that you receive God's work among you, within you, humbly, honestly, simply, vulnerably, trusting. And the thing is, this is who we all once were. For all our differences, here is one of the things we all had in common. Every last one of us here was once just a little kid. And we were vulnerable too. Our lives were largely shaped by other people's choices. Some of those choices were largely made in love. Some of those choices were not. We were held, nurtured, taught, and helped. But inevitably, we also were hurt, harmed. Often out of the best of intentions, but sometimes not. And the world around us played its heavy role in doing us either good or harm. It all made lasting marks. We had no idea back then what would happened to us in the years we have been living ever since. We are not the same as we used to be. But it has been said, and I believe it is true, that the child we were still lives in us. The beloved child, the hurt child. With more love added through the years and more hurt added through the years too, and the child in us carries all of it. So now I invite you to imagine yourself as the little child you once were and still are. And would you imagine yourself in the story? Divine love is before you, and there are voices around you and within you, some of them voices from memory, some of them voices from your current situation. Many of them say, no, no. But love tells them to hush. And before you now are wide open arms. Now go on and let yourself be held in those arms. And hear the strong words of glad, powerful blessing being spoken over your life. For that is who you are. And that is who you will remain. And since the news is really that good, can we also get up and take our place beside the welcoming Christ and join him in blessing all God's little ones, young and old? All in the service of that love. Everything offered in the service of that love. We make our offerings now with glad and generous hearts. We lift up our smaller love in reply. Take our love with yours. Use it for the redemption of your world and your eternal glory. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, little ones, let us extend to each other signs of reconciliation and peace. May the peace of Christ be with you. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May God's own face shine upon you and give you every grace. Grace never to sell yourself short. Grace to give something big for something good. Grace to know that the world is now too small for anything but love and too dangerous for anything but truth. So may Christ take your minds and think through them. May Christ take your lips and speak through them. May Christ take your hearts and set them on fire. Amen.